country stolen by emboldened radical left Democrats, which is what they're doing.
The evidence developed by the Select Committee highlights how the Trump campaign aggressively pushed false election claims to fundraise, telling supporters it would be used to fight voter fraud that did not exist. The emails continued through January 6th, even as President Trump spoke on the ellipse. 30 minutes after the last fundraising email was sent, the Capitol was breached.
Every American is entitled and encouraged to participate in our electoral process. Political fundraising is part of that. Small dollar donors use scarce disposable income to support candidates and causes of their choosing, to make their voices heard. And those donors deserve the truth about what those funds will be used for. Throughout the committee's investigation, we found evidence that the Trump campaign and its surrogates misled donors as to where their funds would go and what they would be used for. So not only was there the big lie, there was the big ripoff. Donors deserve to know where their funds are really going. They deserve better than what President Trump and his team did. Mr. Chairman, I yield back.
Without objection, the chair recognizes the gentlewoman from Wyoming, Ms. Cheney, for a closing statement.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I would like to thank all of our witnesses today. And I'd also like to, in particular, wish Mr. Stepien and his family all the best on the arrival of a new baby. Today's hearing, Mr. Chairman, was very narrowly focused. And in the coming days, you will see the committee move on to President Trump's broader planning for January 6th, including his plan to corrupt the Department of Justice and his detailed planning with lawyer John Eastman to pressure the vice president, state legislatures, state officials, and others to overturn the election. Let me leave you today with one clip to preview what you will see in one of our hearings to come. This is the testimony of White House lawyer Eric Hirschman. John Eastman called Mr. Hirschman the day after January 6th, and here is how that conversation went.
I said to him, "Are you out of your effing mind?" Right? I said, "I only want to hear two words coming out of your mouth from now on: orderly transition."
That's former White House lawyer Eric Hirschman. We'll be live streaming all the January 6th hearings at democracynow.org. You can tune in on Wednesday at 10 a.m. Eastern and then on Thursday at 1 p.m. Then we will bring you highlights on Thursday and Friday of those hearings on Democracy Now! On Monday, we'll be airing a Juneteenth special. We'll talk to Clint Smith on the origins of Juneteenth and his book, How the Word is Passed, A Reckoning with the History of Slavery Across America. And we'll also speak with MIT professor Craig Stephen Wilder, author of Ebony and Ivy, Race, Slavery, and the Troubled History of America's Universities. That does it for our show. To see transcripts, audio, and video podcasts, go to democracynow.org. Democracy Now! Is produced with Renee Fels, Mike Burke, Dina Guzder, Messiah Rhodes, Noreen Sheikh, Maritia Sena, Tammy Warrenoff, Camille Baker, Sharina Nadura, Sam Alkoff, Tamari Astudio, John Hamilton, Robbie Karen, Honey Masood, Mary Conlon, Juan Carlos Davila. Our executive director is Julie Crosby. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
Live it like you want to live it. Give it like you want to give it. Love it like you want to love it. Hold it like you want to hug it. I'm going to express myself. Yeah. It makes me so mad every time I turn my back. People are talking about Johnny Taylor. They say I'm doing this and that, but that don't bother me, 'cause I'm not bothering you. I'm doing my own thing. That's all I wanna do. Just one more thing. I go out and get drunk every night and day. If I don't throw no beer cans in your backyard, what have you got to say? Let me do my thing. That's all I wanna do. Yeah. Here's another thing. Wait a minute. Big Fox Farley with your hot pants on. He said she ought to be whipped for ever leaving home. Well, leave her alone, y'all. She's just doing her own thing. What's wrong with Big Fox Farley doing her own thing? You know what? Here's another thing. Wait a minute. I want to tell you about a friend of mine. She was 92 years old. One thing I liked about her, she sure had a whole lot of soul. As a girl, folk are talking about you all in your neighborhood. Is it all them young men you got? They sure don't mean you no good. She told me one thing. I live to be 99. If young men kill me, you know what she told me? She said, I sure don't mind. And that's when I made up my mind. I made up my mind that same day I was gonna do my own thing. Give like I wanna give. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
baby. Only me and the good Lord know. I'm gonna copyright your kisses, and honey, all your hugs, and I'll put a claim, baby, on all your love. Your baby, only me and the good Lord know. Including my kin folks, you ain't no good for me, but I don't worry about it. I wonder why should they be.
something I want to show you. Now, y'all heard of the popcorn? Y'all heard of the dog? And you heard about all of them other dances. But now there's a brand new dance that's going around. I want to show you exactly what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the funky chicken. Y'all ready? I say y'all ready. Okay, here we go. You raise the left arm up and the right arm too. Let me tell you just what to do. Start boom on the flapping. Start the feet to kicking. That's when you know you're doing the funky chicken. Second spasm. You put both arms up across your face. Your knees start wiggling all over the place. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, hey, hey. Feeling it now. I feel so unnecessary. This is the kind of stuff to make you feel like you want to do something nasty. Like waste some chicken gravy on your white shirt. Right down front. Here we go, y'all. You work both arms and you work both feet. You together, baby. Flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, it's all right. Do the funky chicken now. 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 Ha ha ha. Do the funky chicken now. Ha ha ha. Do the funky.
Can you dig it? that won't cop out. The message you're all about.
Chef.
Right on. You see, this cat Chef is a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
What I'm talking about, Chef?
Yeah, he can do it.
He's a complicated man, but no one understands him but his woman.
John Chef.
Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can. But it's just as important to take time for yourself. AARP can help. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer, and if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
I'm the son of a bitch!
but I got my walking shoes on.
On the way to Washington.
I can't take a plane, bus or train, cause my money ain't that long. America, we believe.
We believe.
Oh, that you love us dear.
Love us dear.
So people, I'm going up yonder.
Yeah. happened a long time ago. Way in a little country town, way down in Mississippi. It rained and it rained. It rained both night and day. Listen, the people worried and they began to cry. Lord have mercy, where can we go now? There was women and there was children screaming and crying, Lord have mercy. In this great disaster, who can we go to now but you, Lord? In this great flood of Tupelo, Mississippi, it happened one evening, one Friday evening, a long time ago. It rained and it rained. The people of Tupelo was out on the farm gathering their harvest. Dark cloud began to rise way back in the western horizon. Wasn't that a mighty time? Let me hear you tell them about it, Albert. Let me hear you tell them about it. Tell them about it. We'll be right back.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number two, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association. From the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Hi, this is God. Whenever I'm in Pittsburgh, which is always because I'm omnipresent, I listen to every radio station at the same time, including WRCT.
And you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh.
You are entering another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and of sound, but also of mind. This is a dimension that few people enter, and from which even fewer return. There is a signpost up ahead. Your next stop, WRCT 88.3 FM Stereo. It could be worse. You could be entering the Twilight Zone. But there are other alternatives.